It is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with a book special. Neil Atkinson normally does these, but you know, we've got a heavyweight author in front of us and writer, so it's the main fellow. It is Josh Williams. We're here to talk about the data game, the story of Liverpool FC's analytics revolution. So Josh, thanks for coming in for talk about it, first of all. And thanks for writing it as well. I really enjoyed it.
No, yeah, it was a labour of love, mate. It was years.
Did you enjoy it, yeah?
I did, yeah. Looking back, I did enjoy it, but my word, like, it does take it out of you. Like, it's the best way I've described it to people is just, it's like writing an article that fights back. That's the best way I can put it. Or it's like telling a story that never ends or something. Or, like, my sister's a chef, and my sister asked, like, you know, what's it like type thing. And the best way I could describe it to her was, it's like slow cooking a meal for 2 years that you never actually eat. You never actually taste, and when it finally comes out, you actually don't know what people are going to think of it. Mm. So, I did enjoy the process. It was definitely like nice having like a personal project and stuff like that. But it's proper draining. Like, it's a challenge. You got to stay in the room, mate, and you're just typing forever. And
I've spoken to quite a few people recently who are writing books, not just sort of Liverpool well, but like national journalists and stuff like that, and. I wouldn't say anyone seems to be enjoying it, do you know what I mean? And so, like, you know, I mean, I spoke to, it was down at an event a month or so ago, I spoke to James Horncastle, who's writing something about Baggio, which I think is going to be sort of interesting. Miguel Delaney's writing a book on, you know, all the stuff that he always writes about, which is the death of football. If you like it, then there's obviously a couple of Liverpool ones going on at the moment as well. And yeah, it is a funny thing, because it's you'd think, oh, it's just, part of your job, isn't it? You know, all these people who I've mentioned, including you, like, effectively write for a living. I mean, you do a bit of talking now, but you throw your hand in, but effectively write for a living. So from the outside, or the semi-outside for me, but you just think, oh, it's just sort of more of that. Or it's like you say, a labour of love. It's writing about, like, you know, the thing you love, or what you think you've chosen in great detail, that you never get all this freedom that you never get to do. But actually, it just feels like it's fucking grafted. It's a nightmare, and everyone can't wait for it to end.
Yeah, well, with being so long, such a long process, and, you know, 60,000 words and that, you roughly at the start know what you're going to write about.
Yeah.
But one thing I kind of underestimated was the number of doors that you accidentally open and have to just walk down and explore. And you have to get to a point where you're like, no, it's done. Like, every time you will reach another point where you're like, oh, I've got to write about that now, I've got to add this, I've got to add that. And so you do learn a lot in the process. You think you know about the subject, but you teach yourself a lot during it. And I think the stuff I enjoyed about it was just the creating side. It's fully my thing. Like, even the cover design, everything is completely me. And I enjoyed, like, just going to a coffee shop and spending an afternoon writing my book, you know what I mean? That I enjoyed that sort of thing. Whereas sometimes if you're writing for a publisher, like I was obviously working for Reach for most of it, it's just a bit different. You're writing a bit more to get paid, basically. You're writing because it's your job, and sometimes you'll be writing a story that you don't entirely believe in or whatever, whereas this was just more of a career goal for me, as opposed to like, oh, I'm going to make loads from this. It was just something that I wanted to do, to see on the shelf and that, and if, you know, if it sells a few copies, great.